With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he saw a stark contrast between the two candidates during last night's televised presidential debate.
I think what everybody has seen now with their own two eyes, what they've all witnessed in an almost surprising fashion for some, I'm not sure why it was surprising to them because we've been saying this for a long time, but there was only one man on that stage who was capable and qualified of being elected president in the next term, and his name is Donald J. Trump.
A CNN instant poll of debate watchers indicated Trump won the night by 67-37%. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump and Governor Glenn Youngkin appearing together for the first time at a Virginia rally. Bernie Bennett has details.
At an afternoon rally in Chesapeake, one day after his first scheduled debate with President Biden, Mr. Trump is set to play up an apparent shift in his relationship with the governor as well as with voters in Virginia, where two recent polls show the race for president tied. Though independent political analysts and even Republican strategists don't rate Virginia a top-tier swing state, Trump and Youngkin have declared the Commonwealth in play. Youngkin suggested in a recent Fox News interview that his record, as much as President Trump's, has opened the door for Republicans in a state that hasn't picked one for president since George W. Bush in 2004. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Prosecutors resting after presenting evidence for 7 weeks at the bribery trial of Senator Bob Menendez, enabling the Democrat and two New Jersey businessmen to begin calling their own witnesses to support defense arguments. Prosecutors say gold bars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash found in a 2022 raid of Menendez's home were bribes. Defense lawyers claim the gold belonged to his wife, and the cash resulted from his habit of storing cash at home after his family lost everything in Cuba before they moved to New York. On Wall Street, the Dow is losing 137 points, the NASDAQ off 66. This is SRN News. TikTok goes all in on transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The giant social media platform has permanently banned ads for the sports apparel company XXXY Athletics. That's because the firm advocates to keep men out of women's sports, and TikTok says that message is offensive and constitutes a violation of the platform's community standards. A growing number of social media platforms are embracing the LGBT agenda and censoring any opposition to it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has struck down a Montana law that defines sex as only male or female, finding that it was technically unconstitutional. District Court Judge Shane Vanetta ruled that the statute, passed last year, violated the state constitution because the description of the legislation did not clearly state its purpose. Kansas and Tennessee have passed similar measures. This is SRN News. The U.S. Supreme Court was busy today announcing numerous decisions. One of those, cities can enforce bans on the homeless sleeping outdoors. Correspondent Rita Foley with details.
This ruling comes as more and more people in the nation have no permanent place to live. The High Court's 6-3 decision reversed a ruling by a San Francisco-based appeals court that found outdoor sleeping bans amount to cruel and unusual punishment. Some leaders in western states had argued that outdoor camps were poking onto sidewalks and other public spaces. Homeless advocates, on the other hand, said allowing cities to punish people who need a place to sleep would criminalize homelessness and make the crisis worse. Reading from the bench in a dissent to the high court decision, Justice Sonia Sotomayor said sleep is a biological necessity, not a crime. I'm Rita Foley.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.